We now encounter a beautiful and deep concept. Hadar Kvod Haydecha V'divrei Nifloisecha Asicha, which is translated as the splendorous glory of your power and the wondrous deeds I shall discuss. What's the difference between Hayd and Hadar? There's an important Malbim on our Pasuk, where he says that the distinction between Hayd and Hadar is that Hayd is the inner world. Hadar is the external world. When Hashem created the world, we say in Baruch Nafshi, Hayd v'Hadar levashta. You wore Hayd and Hadar. The laws of nature, the external world, that which is observable, measurable, visible. That's the Hadar. I guess we'd call that beauty. That's recognizable, that you can see. But there's an inner beauty as well. Internally, there's a hide. Hidden light. The inner essence. The inner core. He also points out there's a difference between kavod and gevura. And hafla, or something, is nifla. Kavod is where Hashem does something in accordance with the laws of nature. Gevura, on the other hand, so Hashem goes above and beyond nature. Something is nifla. Nifla is above nature. What am I going to do, says David HaMelech, ani asicha, with the hadar of kvod hodecha. The nature of things that are seen with their holy essence too. And therefore, this idea of hadar, which is external, which is seen, observable, that's covered, the fixed aspects of the world, that which you can see, that was nature. But everything has an inner core of hayd, a soul, a neshama. When it comes to the neshama, you can't see it. In fact, Revolver's definition of that which is spiritual is that which cannot be seen by the human eye, not through the telescope and not through the microscope, not because it's too far away, not because it's too big and not because it's too small. It cannot be seen because it's spiritual. Spiritual is that which cannot be seen. These are the chitzonius and the pnimius. Inside everything which is physical, there's hayd, an inner elevated core. We can't describe it. We can only describe that which we can see. So it's hada kvod hodecha. We can only talk about the external hada, or the covered, but the pnimius, the inner world, we have no idea what that is or where that goes. In fact, we can only see, you know, a little bit of the height. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Maybe that's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu having to cover his face. Karani height. To recognize that beyond the observable world is something incredibly special, holy, spiritual, and beautiful. We're praising Hashem too. As his covered becomes greater through us recognizing and being aware of him.